Well, you talk about wanting to take enough that you know you've got an excess. Are there any risks with taking an excess of minerals and trace minerals, vitamins?
Well, if there was, Blake, I'd be long dead. when people ask that question, it's a very legitimate question. When people ask that question, can you overdose, is really what you're asking, when you take excess over and above the RDA's, recommended daily allowance and so forth, are the labels. When you're talking about nutrients, true nutrients, vitamins and minerals and trace minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, the answer is it's very difficult to do that. When you're talking about herbs, you might be able to overdose on herbs, especially some that might have effects on your cardiovascular system, like ephedra and caffeine. Those are both phytochemicals extracted from herbs or plants. You take too much of those. There's all kinds of herbs that are used as medicinal herbs. You can take too much of those and kill yourself because they have effects on the heart and the lungs, the brain, the central nervous system. So you have to really follow the directions very carefully when you're dealing with herbs. But when it comes to vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earths, essential fatty acids, amino acids, it's very difficult to overdose. If you think about it, doctors kill 150,000 to 300,000 Americans each year in hospitals alone. They physically injure 1.3 million each year. They infect 2 million, 103,000 of whom die each year, despite heroic efforts to save them. 140,000 Americans die each year in hospitals as a result of what's called polypharmacy, where they take 2, 5, 6, 8, 10, 12, 20 different drugs in the hospital and they form a fatal cocktail. You add all these together, that's 4 million casualties a year, killed, injured, and infected. And nobody seems to worry too much about that. Yet there's been nobody damaged or killed or infected by too many vitamins and minerals or amino acids or fatty acids, and yet everybody's always concerned about overdosing. And so, kind of like golf, you want a low score, right? And so when it comes to the injury and death score, when you look at doctors, it's way up there. They're 100 out of 100. When it comes to vitamins and minerals and trace minerals, it's zero. And so, I mean, if you could have a golf card, scorecard, where your score was zero, and you got the ball in every hole, I mean, wouldn't that be great? you'd be going for the zero score, even though it'd be like hole in one. Your score would be 18. Be the lowest score you could get on an 18-hole golf course. 18. Wouldn't that be great to have a score of 18?
That'd be great.
Everybody else has 70, 80, and yours was always consistently 18.